Welcome, everybody, to episode 422 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. The Frosty One himself, the Mug, is not here, but he may be joining us here in a bit. We're having some technical difficulties, but nonetheless, we are here. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Meh.
Just meh?
Meh. I'm getting angrier every passing week with each stupid thing the GOP does.
Oh, my God. Eric, dude, save yourself some trouble, brother. Let me give you some advice, man. Like, every day something shitty has been coming out of the GOP, dude. And I'm just like, fuck it. Let them fucking create their own fucking fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
have you noticed, like, I haven't been tweeting about politics. Like, yeah. I'm out. I'm just like, dude. I can't believe I was that wrong about Trump being elected for one thing. And just, I'm out. I can't take it anymore.
I know. The same here, Breakman. I mean, honestly, I've just come to the conclusion that ship's going to burn in, like, less than 2 years. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind, Breakman?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind if France invaded our country and took it over at this point. Because exactly. Leadership under them is preferable to one under Trump.
Oh, God, man. Anything is probably preferable. But you know what? Give them a chance, everybody says. You know, give them a chance.
I burned them all.
I don't know where you're seeing that. I haven't heard that at all.
Oh, I've heard that by a lot of Trump supporters. Just give him a shot.
That's why. Yeah. I've been trying to stay out of
one. He's already a business leader and he failed there. Why? What makes you think he'll do the presidency any different?
Yeah. Well, like I said, Eric, I reserve judgment. But man, from what I've seen so far, draining the swamp.
Unless he's like. A total idiot, and up until the day it's inaugurated, just for media attention.
Yeah,
and he's a weird political genius.
Yeah,
people books.
Right. Let me take quick mention of chat. Kazan's in there. Dungeon Buster's in there. He says 2017 is going to be a big year. He's grabbing the popcorn. Freak 5 Chaos just joined. What is up? And Happy New Year to all of you chatters, as well as the people listening on Wicked Radio.
You know, Dungeon
Network.
Buster told us all to vote for Clefou. I think we did. I think Clefou is just Trump in disguise.
I think you're giving him way too much credit now.
I think so, too. Yeah, happy New Year to everybody that's listening on the stream or otherwise on the archives, wherever you're listening. We've got people listening so far as even Japan, so that's kind of an honor. So thank you guys for listening. We're going to have a terrific show today, not a ton of news. So why don't we get started with it, Eric? First story, please.
First story is how Rhyme's no longer a PS4 exclusive, but now it's coming to the Xbox One, PC, and the Switch. And it says back at Gamescom 2013, Tequila Works announced it was developing Rhyme. The game was going to be a PS4 exclusive, and it would test players with following a young boy trapped on an unknown island after a storm. Just in case you've forgotten what it's about, since it's been in development for forever. But last year, we learned that Tequila has reacquired the rights to Rhyme from Sony, and the game would no longer be a console exclusive. And now there's a re-reveal trailer that talks about the platforms it's coming to.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's going to have puzzles and exploration. So it's going to be an adventurous RPG type of game, I guess.
Yeah.
And it says it doesn't have a date, but it's somewhere in time in May.
Freak 5 is exiled. Just want to let you guys know that.
He's always exiled.
Right. Perma-exile. Rhyme, it looks interesting. We've talked about this game before, so hopefully it'll shape up to be a great one. Breakman, you're the Kemco guy.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Kemco's werewolf horror visual novel. Wow. I don't know how to pronounce this one. Rai Jin Ji Lu P.
Why?
There's a lot of dashes in there. I don't feel well enough to even go.
It's Raijin.
I'm going to call it Raijin. I like that. Raijin.
And Lupi is a pun on Lupin.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Lupine.
The game will be out on January 11, 2017 in Japan on the PS Vita.
Ah, so there you go. Nice.
But Kemco is publishing a game that's not an RPG? That's interesting.
Anything with werewolf in it.
And I thought they did puzzle games too, actually.
Yeah, the werewolves, not werewolves.
Yeah, that one. That, yeah, anything with that in there, I'm down.
The werewolf. I just read wolf.
You son of a
bitch. I got a movie that has to involve that involves wolves too. That I want to talk about later.
Good, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about.
Is it the other Underworld movie?
I didn't see that Underworld movie, and it left theater so fast I didn't even get a chance to see it in theaters.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch the first one first, though.
I've only ever seen the first one.
First and second are okay. I kind of like the Underworld series. The last entry was not the strongest, but it was decent. I mean,
the first one was all right, but it wasn't enough to make me want, like, oh, I have to go see a sequel. Yeah, but, like, if it's on and I can't reach the remote, you know, I'd probably watch it.
Well,
the remote's so far away.
Breakman.
That coffee table. Oh, right. If I just sit up, I could reach it, but that's too much work.
Right. I just got two words for you, Breakman. Kate Beckinsale. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if we want to play this game, guys. Caladrius Blaze for PC launches January 12th from Gamatsu. It's available for 10% at launch, so you'll be able to get it January 12th. And then there's a little about. Features not only the Shame Break system, where you can view fantastic eye candy cut-in graphics for both the playable characters.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
The Shame Break system, that's what it's called.
Yeah, exactly, the Shame Break system.
A shmup where you get fan service, the more you get just damaged.
Right.
We need some images of this game, because this character select screen just doesn't do it for me, because I want to see this.
I think that would actually be a distraction. Then again, maybe that's the point. You're not supposed to look at the lewdness. Mm. You're supposed to be a good shmup player.
Yeah. Mm. No,
well, I'm a terrible shmup player, so I don't know if that would work for me.
I
love shmups. I'm just terrible.
I mean, if you defeat the boss you're fighting loses clothes too. So that's an incentive, I guess, for some people.
Yeah. Well, like I just said, I'm a terrible shmup player. So that would mean I'd have to actually add that, though,
you won't be able to look at the screen and dodge the bullets. So it's still kind of a disadvantage.
So basically, you're saying they made this game. They were trying to make this game harder. They didn't put nudity in it to titillate people. They made it in there to distract them so they could kill them.
Hey, otakus, pervy otakus. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck that little pervy bitch. Watch this. He's gonna die real quick. Sorry.
Oh man, crazy. So Caladrius. Who was that? I was looking at chat. There was something interesting in chat. Freak 5 was talking about getting exiled. Wow, I don't even know what the fuck is going on. Dungeon Buster said something about, let me find Dungeon Buster's comment. He said that new Under movie was already in theaters. Wow, that didn't last long. No, it came out today.
I didn't see a listing for it, so I was assuming that it already came and went.
No, it came out today. It's been out a little while in, overseas, and it's doing fairly well. It's all made almost 50 million. Definitely made its budget back already. So
I don't anticipate being my local theater for more than a week, though. So I should probably see it.
That's something interesting that I was reading actually earlier today, because I'll get to my Stenko, but I've had a lot of free time today for the most part. And I was just I was reading about all these movies that did well overseas. Like it's crazy. Like X-Men Apocalypse apparently. Like, we know it did, like, $150 million here or something like that, which I guess isn't a flop, but at the same time, it's not, like, bank. But, like, doubled or tripled that overseas. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Overseas market is very underrated. When Warcraft came out, it did – I don't even think it broke
– that was on the list, too. It was a huge flop here, but it is such a big hit in China that there's going to be – that there is going to be a sequel, and it might be released in China only.
I'm kind of.
You're actually talking about. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Warcraft is an otherwise average movie that is bad just because it has like very terrible direction.
I still haven't seen it. I know. I'm a bad.
Only the most ardent of Warcraft fans will excuse. I think.
Mm.
I'm not that big on Warcraft, but I didn't hate it as much as Tim Sterling and. You know what? I liked it enough to give it an average rating.
Yeah, no, that's silly. I think I think you're being fair, Eric. I haven't seen the movie, but the trailers look interesting to me. I'm going to go rent that. Maybe after the show today I'll rent that and watch it. Let's see. Freak Five's daughter turned 9 today. Congrats, Freak Five. That's a pretty exciting age, man. And his
happy birthday, Freak.
Right. And his 4th annual 45th birthday is on Monday. So let's wish
and, Freak Five. And happy birthday, Freak's daughter.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Freak's daughter. Dungeon Buster says overseas markets are hungry for Hollywood stuff. Are they hungry like the wolf, Dungeon Buster?
I honestly just want Hollywood to burn.
Yeah,
Hollywood. Let me see if I can find that article again.
I don't care if Hollywood burns, even if that means no more Marvel movies, because all that comes out of Hollywood is mostly shit anyway.
Yeah,
then we can rebuild.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster said he didn't hate it leaving the theater, which is a plus. That's always a plus, man. I mean, I kind of like that type of shit. Maybe I'll rent it. I gotta think about that. All right, next story,
but
Eric.
If you listen to the Jimquisition movie boys, that's what they call themselves, movie boys. They review like movies based on video games, and yeah, they totally tear into it. You should listen to it after you see the movie, at least.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, Independence Day was another one.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I was going to say. Like, what you call it? Underworld is not going. It's not expect. It's only expected to take in $14 million its first week, which sounds like a ton of fucking money, but that's nothing for a big budget Hollywood movie. And it wouldn't have even like its budget's like $46 million or something. I mean that doesn't even cover the budget. It would be lucky to reach that domestically. But overseas, it's made its budget. So I, you know what, the latest entry is getting killed, but I kind of want them to keep, doing those movies. So, yeah, Freak Five says his 55th, there was a correction, his 55th birthday is on Monday, not the 45th, like I said. So there you go.
And Dungeon Buster laughed at the resurgence actually doing well overseas. Like, it was a huge flop over here, like I knew it would be, but yeah. I was surprised to see it did well overseas.
More like
it's usually the Chinese market, too.
Yeah. Chinese market's huge. They're going to overtake Hollywood eventually. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from Silly String Era. Weak and Mielchel Brown, you must escape the horrors of Hollow Halls. It says, awakening in the dark, unknown place makes it difficult times for most game characters, but the protagonists of Hollow Halls finds their legs won't work and their arms are weak when they get up. Forced to use a wheelchair to slowly move around, players will need to take extreme care to avoid the thing that hides in the shadows around them, where there's no hope for a quick escape.
Yeah. It's looking
that's
good.
That's interesting.
For a horror game?
Yeah.
Horror/puzzle game.
Well, I'm saying like the whole wheelchair aspect of it is interesting. Like we don't often see a handicapped individual in a game, but this person doesn't seem like they're actually handicapped. It seems like they're forced to use the wheelchair.
Right. No, that's what makes this kind of scary at the beginning. The whole mystery surrounding that.
Not only is it a wheelchair, it's like one of the most ancient wheelchairs.
It's like that Don't Breathe movie. You know, it's got a villain in it that's blind. So that's kind of a unique little concept. I kind of dig that, man. That's really cool. Breakman.
Yeah. I think the reason they did this is because they don't want like a handicapped person to appear. Like we're using it because they're like to appear weak and scared.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea to use somebody who's not handicapped.
Right.
Kind of force them into it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Next story. Breakman, are you up for doing the next one, man?
Yeah, sure. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. About dead if I survive this show. Greenlight Page promises English translation of Dies Awry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the – do we have a sound effect for that?
I'm pretty sure this is Latin and you're pronouncing it all wrong.
How about
– I didn't take Latin.
I took
French. Sorry.
I think that sound effect should be like a Ric Flair woo every time you see that. So
if I could go back, I would have took Spanish. I really should have took Spanish, not stupid French. Never had to use it once in real life. Anyway, this is whatever this name is, whatever this is. The story goes, an English translation is in the works for this game, a visual novel about a superhuman plot birthed by the machinations of evil men and of evil men and women at the end of World War II. Originally released in 2012 as a collection of several other parts of this story, the game casts the players as Ren, a young man in modern Japan. Finds his life changed for – wow, that's just weird sentence writing.
Yeah.
Finds his life changed forever after the disappearance of a friend. It isn't long after this that Ren gets caught up in strange events, events that connect to those sinister men and women from World War II.
Yeah.
Now known as Longinus Dryzen Orton, not taking criticism, these superpowered humans have returned after years spent in hiding. It is up to the player as Ren to decide how to stop the havoc they're spreading, as well as who to grow closer to over the course of these horrible events.
Hmm. I like the sound of this. I'm just not a big visual novel person, but I need to start playing more of them so I can make a better judgment. I haven't played very many.
I don't think we have a
Pick up Steins Gate and then Steins Gate Zero, Frank.
Mm.
One's on the PS3, the other one's on the PS4.
Good idea, man. I might do that.
The game will be offered in two parts, following routes involving characters Kasumi, Marie, and other covering Kai and Ri. Both parts will feature enhanced effects, expanded artwork, and newer resolutions for modern computers.
Mm.
All right. It's projected to be released in May.
Okay. Interesting. Sounds good.
Apparently there's also going to be a German translation for this game because there's a screenshot here that's all in German subtitles.
I saw that. That's interesting as well. We're talking about Spanish and English.
Freak 5cast says, "We got my daughter a new hamster. She named it Cinnamon Cupcake. That sounds like a stripper name, so I called the hamster the furry little stripper."
You know what I was going to say? I was going to tell Freak 5 he has a stripper hamster. Just to kind of move things around a little bit. The stripping hamster. All right, next story comes to us from Siliconera. Hopefully there's no hamster strippers in this one. Chucklefish is working on Advanced Wars and Magician's Quest-style games. Now that Starbound has been released, Chucklefish's CEO, Finn Ty Bryce, has been talking about the developer's next two games. Both will feature gameplay similar to the ones we've seen in Japanese titles. One is a strategic title inspired by Advance Wars and Fire Emblem, while the other sounds like Konami's Magician's Quest, Mysterious Times. So there's a couple screenshots, which I'm sure Breakman will put in chat. But
That's the kind of game that I like those kinds of games.
Yeah, you do. You like those Advance Wars. Types.
The strategy games. Yeah. I like that kind of stuff. So I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. And there's a couple videos that you can check out. I'll try to put those in the description or whoever does it.
Yeah, this harkens back to like the olden days of this type of game. Kind of the ogre days. Battle look type style.
You really sound old when you say that, Breakman. The olden days. Did
I say olden days?
I don't know.
I'm loopy right now. I'm heavily medicated.
Right. All right, Eric. Let's go with the next story, man.
Next story is from Siliconera again. I think the rest of them are. But Taisho Alice has a March 2017 release window. Back in May 2016, we learned that E2 Gaming would be localizing the PC version of Taisho Alice, an Otome visual novel where players romance male versions of iconic fairy tale heroines. It committed to preparing all four episodes for recent release, and the first episode now has a March 2017 release window.
Mm.
And in the game, players will follow Alice Eureka as she romances either Cinderella or Red Riding Hood. Cinderella is quite different from the original princess, as he's a late. Yeah, they basically gender swapped these characters, by the way.
What? <'cause you're,
laughs> okay. Yeah, so Cinderella's actually a guy now.
Oh.
And he's apparently a lazy man who happened into money. He owns a cafe, which he forces his younger brothers to run. Red Riding Hood is also a less than perfect person. He's a cop who's also a misogynist.
Oh, so in other words, a very apt description of cops nowadays.
So, but why did they do this to the guys? Did they do this to the female character as well?
I think they did. Alice?
I think Alice is still Alice.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like they made the men terrible. They gender swapped the men and made them terrible. Gender swapped the woman and made her awesome.
Yeah, yeah, We need to become manonists.
Some sexist bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They didn't gender swap Alice. Alice is still Alice. Yeah. They just swapped everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to become...
But she's awesome. Anyway.
We need to become manonists on this show. Break, man. Yeah, fuck that, man.
Stupid hashtag.
All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. I knew that would get Eric Sire, man. I knew it. Mass Effect.
Eric Sire made it even funnier.
I know. Mass Effect Andromeda launches in March 2017. This comes to us from Silicon Era. BioWare has announced that the North American and European launch dates for Mass Effect Andromeda, March 21st, 2017. The game will launch on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC in North America. 2 days later, on March 23rd, it will arrive in Europe. So if Gripper was in there, he would know that it's coming out the 23rd. Blog post revealing the release date, BioWare also talked about a studio transition. Over the holiday break, members of the team took a holiday build of Mass Effect Andromeda home with them. They would then play as much of these console and PC copies, see how it looked as the first Mass Effect using the Frostbite engine, and put together feedback on the game. It's currently in development for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, which I've already said. Players will be a pathfinder named Ryder and head out into the Andromeda Galaxy to find a new home for humanity. So, sounds interesting. Hopefully it's pretty good. Fans of the Mass Effect franchise rejoice. So there you go. All right.
Well, bad news for them, because I'm pretty sure is that the same month it's South Park comes out, or is it April?
Oh, this thing will crush South Park.
Assuming South Park doesn't get delayed again.
Yeah, no, this thing will crush.
I'm a big Mass Effect fan, but the South Park game could make me give a shit about Mass Effect.
You're probably in the minority on that.
Dude, South Park was a huge hit. The first game
I know it was a pretty big hit, but dude, Mass Effect was a monster hit.
I know. You're right. You're definitely right about that.
I would expect good sales for both, though. Hopefully there's enough room for both of those games. All right, last story, Eric.
Last story is a young man's deadly dreams bleed into the real world in Summer Nightmare. It says Rail has been having dreams of the deaths of his friends, as well as the appearance of a strange, lethal creatures in the guise of a girl in visual novel Summer Nightmare. If anybody happens to see a young woman from Rail's dream called the Medusa, they will die on the spot. To keep people alive, then, player must follow small clues and hidden bits of story that hint at how to survive, keeping the crew together and trying to make the best decisions. Says one of several endings you can unlock.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. I'm interested in this one. Eric, are you planning on getting this?
Maybe.
Because if you do get this, do you have the ability to do like a playthrough of it and put it on YouTube or something? Because I would watch it.
I'd much rather people play visual novels themselves, so I'll just write a review if I do.
All right. Damn it. My money situation sucks, so I can't buy a lot of shit. Not like I would buy this one, but I would like to watch somebody play that game, for sure. All right. That's the end of the news this week.
Oh, and I checked, and I might be wrong. Like, apparently there's still no official release date for South Park, so it's probably not actually going to come out until May or June. It's just this spring 2017, which goes – I mean, June.
Yeah, the Mass Effect announcement reveal would have worked better if they announced they also had the demo up on the PSN and Xbox and Origin.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of South Park, guys, I watched a little bit of South Park last night. And, dude, those episodes are infinitely replayable. Like, you can watch South Park now and see episodes that you've seen 100 times and still laugh your ass off. Like, I was watching.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the very few shows that does that.
Yeah. It's still super relevant. Way more relevant than something like The Simpsons, that's for sure.
I've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, you should watch that, man. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
I've not seen all of it like in one sitting, but I've seen all of it like in bits and pieces.
No, it's good. I like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. No homie discounts looks like this week. Any Twitter questions, break, man?
There was, and it's actually from Eric. He was asking us. I've been distracted, so I didn't actually see it until now. But he asked you and me if we wanted to get and I'm going to let you say it because I don't want to butcher her name, Eric.
Laura Shigihara.
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher her name.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you guys think? Should we?
For which game is it? Raccoon.
Raccoon.
Raccoon. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Why not? Let's figure it out. Maybe some Friday sometime live on air. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind that at all.
If she can't, we could always do it like we did. Shit. I'm sorry, dude. I'm loopy right now. You're
no worries,
really famous.
No,
so
no worries,
don't be upset at me. I know you're
not
want
upset
me.
At you, man. Don't worry. We've all had those days. Eric, try to set something up. Let me know. Send me the information. You know the deal, man. For sure. Anything else on Twitter, Breakman?
No, that's it.
Wow. No Would You Rathers from Freak 5. I'm disappointed, Freak 5. You were in chat. What's up with that?
Lloyd Kaufman. That's God. Jesus.
Yeah, Lloyd Kaufman. There you go. What have you been playing?
Sorry, Mr. Kaufman.
Breakman. What have you been playing?
Oh, Wildlands' Injustice 2 release date is May 16th. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
What new characters have they are there any? I should ask, are there any characters they've dropped from this roster as opposed to new ones? I've just really been playing Fallout. It's fun. Enjoying myself.
I like Fallout.
Scouring the wasteland, being a dick.
Yeah.
My woman being – basically my woman is cool with me killing and stealing, so she's perfect for me.
Yeah. You did say you were a bad boy in that game, man.
Well, I want to rule the wasteland, but I got distracted with trying to romance a woman, but she's a bad girl too. So I'm wondering now if she'll let me rule the wasteland. She might. So my plans might be good.
I wonder what Mrs. Breakman thinks of you whining and dining people in a fake world.
She generally doesn't care. Like, yeah, usually she thinks it's funny. Like, the Playboy, the Mansion game, like, it was just so bad. Like, watching sex acts in that game, like, just so hilariously bad. We both got a kick out of that. There's no, like, you don't even see the characters kiss in this game or have sex or anything like that. So,
okay.
At least not that I've seen yet.
Right on.
They just go to bed, and she wakes up, like, usually talking about being satisfied.
Not even any nudity. That blows.
Yeah, you can get people down to their underwear. Mm. That's about it.
Well, that'll work. All right. So I've been playing
more. That's TMI, Freak 5. TMI. Oh, I'm not repeating that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't repeat that. Don't indulge him, man, for sure. I've just been playing more MPQ. I've got a couple more covers. I got a cover for Colossus. I got a cover for, who is it? Rogue. I got a cover for Luke Cage. So I'm starting to get more and more covers. I'm pretty pleased. I got a bunch of champions, which is, you know, the goal of that game is to get as many champion good cards as possible. So, I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. I haven't paid any more money, so that's a good thing. It's very tempting, but I'm just taking the slow route and just taking it easy. But all right, Eric, what have you been playing, my friend?
I'm playing a little bit more Pokemon Moon. I'm nearly done with it, and I played through episodes. Well, I had to replay episode 1 so I could play episode 2 on the PC version of Batman Telltale series, and I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't actually fix the technical issues from the first 3 episodes. They don't seem to be present, or at least as present, in episodes 5 and 4 for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But that game has technical issues regardless of what platform you play it. On the PC specifically, I encountered frame pacing issues, which is different from frame rate issues in that the frame rate's fine, but due to the way it handles processing the information, you'll still experience lag.
Yeah, I've noticed that about a lot of the Telltale games. They do kind of have that stigma about them. I think it's one of the things that maybe...
Only it's, like, particularly bad in Batman. I didn't have too much of a problem with it in The Walking Dead, or even The Wolf Among Us, or Game of Thrones game.
Hmm. Well,
I think it has to do with the fact that they updated the engine slightly and now it fucks shit up. And also the fact that they aren't optimizing it for, like, this console generation, because they're also still doing PS3 and Xbox 360 versions alongside a Vita version.
Yeah. Just looking at chat here.
They honestly should just drop those platforms at this point.
Dungeon Buster says he's playing Persona 4. Hopefully he can get to Persona 5. Wyland's been playing Killer Instinct. Let's see. Freak 5 had to leave chat.
I'm not done yet, though.
Yeah, I know. I know you're done. I'm just getting caught up on chat before I forget. Okay, what else, Eric?
I finished Steins Gate Zero, the review of which is up on BostonBasherBrigade.com right now. All right. And speaking of reviews, my review of Shantae and Shantae, Half-Chini Hero, and excuse me, Wild Guns Reloaded are also up on TotalEGN.com. But I also played a little bit of Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator and Blaze Blue Central Fiction. Well, actually, I never got around to that, so I'll do that this weekend. But I also played a little bit of Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone, which is basically a greatest hits of Hatsune Miku games, because there's like 216 songs, which is probably like every song that's been in a Hatsune Miku game. But that's pretty much all it is. It's just a bunch of it's based on the arcade game, so that's probably why. But since it is an arcade game, it's especially hard for a Hatsune Miku game. I mean, I know they're kind of difficult, but even the easy difficulties ramps up the difficulty, because it throws lots of, like in the previous two games, like you normally would only have to worry about X and O button prompts, but now I also have to worry about using the analog sticks and other things like that. But and the songs are tiered, so like there's not always going to be an easy mode version of a song. Some songs are exclusive to certain difficulties.
I like that idea, actually. It gets people out of their comfort zone with those type of games. So that's a decent idea.
That's like the only positive I can give to the game is the fact that there are so many tracks, but it doesn't have any like story mode or like sim mode that the other previous Hatsune Miku games had to keep players playing for a long time. Unless they're really, really into the old Tenway scene. I'm not that so much, so it has a limited appeal for me, I guess.
All right. What else, Eric?
But I also played a little bit of Yakuza Zero. All
right.
And I can't really talk about it because the embargo doesn't lift until like the 20th.
Oh, well, shit. The fact that you were able to say Yakuza is pretty awesome.
Well, people can post screenshots of the title screen, but there are some streaming rules. So people can stream right now if they want, just certain parts.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool, man. Anything else?
I was talking to you off air before we started, but I forgot to mention this last week, but I got an iPhone for Christmas. If you missed my tweet back then, but I decided to pay $5 for Chrono Trigger on the iOS, and it is terrible.
Oh, man, that's
the music is somehow more inferior than the DS version. The DS version was a very particularly good emulation of the SNES sound chip. They basically rescored them so that it actually played through the DS's own sound processor, and it actually emulates it fairly well. But here, it feels like it's going through a MIDI sequencer. A good MIDI sequencer, but still a MIDI sequencer.
That sucks, man. That's very, very disappointing. For sure.
And the visual fidelity is also weak.
Ah, man. That sucks, man.
And playing with a virtual D-pad just is no.
It's the one thing I can't get over, man. I can get over graphics issues and sometimes sound issues, but that controller scheme just is it takes a lot of getting used to.
Better for Dragon Quest, where you don't have to worry about moving around and doing a bunch of stuff, but for a game like Chrono Trigger, where you're expected to move around and interact with objects and deal with an ATB system.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't think I disagree with that, Eric.
And your navigation also sucks too, because it doesn't seem particularly touch sensitive.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric, before we move on to our stinkos?
I saw three movies, which I'll talk about later.
All right, let's move on to our stinkos, Eric. What's your stinko of the week?
Still kind of dealing with my cold. It's like nearly over, but I'm still dealing with it. It sucks.
That sucks, man.
So I'll be better by the end of the weekend, but
yeah.
But it's, I mean, the only thing I'm dealing with now is just light coughs.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're finally.
It's like congestion.
I'm glad you're finally at the top of that hill, that cold, man. Just get rid of it, and then you'll feel better. Breakman, your stinko of the week, if you got one.
Yeah, if you, I guess everybody can tell I'm pretty sick right now. So
yeah.
Eric got me sick.
Yep,
I'm just kidding.
They were over the internets.
Yeah, they were kissing.
He Skype virused me.
Yeah, they were kissing via Skype, and they got Breakman got
you
sick.
You promised you wouldn't tell anybody. You promised.
Breakman, these are our friends, man. These are our friends. All right. Yeah, cold suck for sure. Speaking of cold, I almost wrecked on the highway, man. It was crazy. I was going down the interstate, and I caught a ice patch, and I started spinning, and I...
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yep. And I couldn't stop it. So I was... Eventually got myself perpendicular on the highway. I don't know how I managed that. And luckily... There were no cars around me, so I didn't
hit anything. Oh, man. So you're lucky. When it happened to me, like, it was in traffic.
Yeah.
Like, I hit a back of black ice on a bridge in traffic. The people in front of me stopped, so I tried to stop.
Couldn't have.
The only thing I could do was angle my car so I hit the divider wall instead of hitting somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Cost, like, $3,000 worth of damage.
Yeah. What's weird, right, man? Yeah, yes. What's
weird? Oh, yeah, I just remember.
At least I didn't hit anybody.
I just remembered something about Batman Telltale on PC. It also has a weird subtitle issue where some subtitles won't display or the audio won't play when there are subtitles.
Hmm. Huh? That's weird. That's really stupid.
Yeah. Desyncing is just weird.
Yeah. To finish my story about wrecking on the highway, Breakman, I actually was in traffic, too. It was kind of weird. There was a bunch of cars in front of me. But luckily,
I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No. It's all good. But behind me, there was a ton of cars. But luckily, they had plenty of space to kind of slow down and allow me to, you know, get back on the highway and go. So it was just it was kind of
scary.
That's
good. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad it didn't turn out bad.
Oh, to me too, man. Sweeto of the week, Breakman. Let's start with you.
Okay. Last Sunday, I went to the Bengals game, and they blew out the competition. Of course, by the second half, you could really tell the Ravens just weren't even playing anymore. They didn't even care. But you know, I went home and watched another football game, buddy, and then we watched the Bearcats game, and. The Bearcats blew out the competition, too.
Yeah, they're looking good, man.
I don't remember the last time I've seen two of my favorite teams in the same day blow out the competition.
You know, it's been a while for me, man. Broncos and Nuggets usually play at the same time. And, you know, when the Nuggets play good, the Broncos play bad. So I feel you, man. It's kind of weird, but... moving on to my stink. Did you have anything else, Break?
It's amazing, and I don't remember it ever happening before, and it was just like, wow, this is cool.
This is
what winning feels like.
if you think that's bad, how do Cleveland fans feel, man? I mean, they got the world champion Cavaliers, and then they got the Browns. So you know what I mean, like, man. I've had a decent start to the new year. I had a horrible 2016, probably the worst year I've ever had. But if the first week of 2017's any indication, I think I'll be all right. So you know, it's been decent so far. Can't wait for a bunch of new movies coming up, a bunch of new games. You know, just a bunch of stuff. So. Good start to the new year, so I'm happy for that. Even though,
Harley, she's on the bed with that bone.
Yeah, get that dog off the bed with that bone, right, man? But yeah, decent start to the new year, so I'm happy for that for sure. Eric, your sweeto of the week.
This is one that I actually forgot to mention last week. I must have been out of it because I completely forgot about it. But this was written back in December 22nd, but this is from NBC News. And President Obama signed a U.S. religious freedom law that protects atheists from discrimination. When President Barack Obama signed an update to U.S. law pertaining to religious freedom late last week, one provision drew special attention. U.S. law now recognizes non-believers, in essence, as a religious group.
Mm. I don't know how I feel about that. How do you feel about that, Eric?
Well, defining them as a religious group was probably the only way they could have given to agree with signing it. But if it protects people and does what it's supposed to do, then yay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to see how that act actually works in order. But, I mean, that's on the surface sounds really good. So that's a good thing. So far, so good, I guess. So.
Yeah, well, it does say here this is specifies that the freedom of thought, conscience, and religion is understood to protect theistic and non-theistic beliefs and the right to not to profess or practice any religion.
Yeah.
It says, among other things, the main amendments to the law promoting religious liberty around the world will equal allow the United States to target entities of particular concern, that is, groups that aren't sovereign countries like ISIS and Boko Haram, set up a way to track religious prisoners overseas, and require that all foreign service officers undergo training in religious liberty. Because there is issues within the military about being an atheist.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. That's a really good point. You're kind of looked down upon in the military, for sure. I don't got much to say about that, Eric. I think potentially it's a really good thing. I'd have to look more into it and see where I weigh out on it. But on the surface, super good, you know, so that's a good thing. All right. Anything on that break, man, before we move on?
Here's the link I'm going to put in chat.
No. He's like, what? No.
I'm sorry.
No, no worries.
Are you drinking more?
Yeah, he's
got I wish I was drinking.
I wish I had time to set my wine because I have some Jester's Bliss I could have been drinking during the show. Oh, but it's not chilled yet.
Drunk Eric next show, guys. So expect that. That'll be
hopefully I'm well enough to be drunk next
week. There's an Xmas present of things from the county that my parents gathered, like hot chocolate and Jester's Blush and a couple other things.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. All right, Eric, let's get started with your reviews. There's no lulls this week, so you have three reviews. So let's get started with the first one.
The first one is Total Recall from 2012. The most unnecessary reimagining of a movie / book, or book / movie, because the book was first. But this movie stars Colin Powell, and it also has Ryan Cranston in it.
Colin Farrell, not Colin Powell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. Colin Powell. Fucking news guy. That's right.
No, he's the secretary. Wasn't he the Secretary of Defense or something? Colin Powell. Yeah.
he's still in Congress.
Oh shit!
Well, he's off news, so that's not totally wrong. News guy.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Anyways, this movie, it does not take place on Mars. They threw that chestnut out. It's like it's so radically changed, you might as well not even be Total Recall. They just took the name and the basic themes behind it. But if you just took the basic themes of Total Recall, it would be just a basic fighting against an evil organization movie. And it's been mostly stripped of its sci-fi roots as well.
Yeah.
So now what? It's more of a futuristic spy thriller than it is sci-fi spy thriller.
Does it even take place on Mars?
No.
They mentioned
Jesus.
They mentioned Mars as almost a way of saying, hey, that movie sucked. So let's move on and forget that movie ever existed.
It was like
somebody going to Recall mentioning that he went to trip to Mars. And it was one of the suggestions that one of the Recall guys gives him. It's like basically the only thing left of Total Recall are the names of some of the characters. Because like there's no Quato in the movie. There's a Matthias instead.
Oh my god!
And he's not some weird mutant either.
Yeah, they. I'm one of the few people that liked Total Recall when it came out for special reasons. Like, I remember when it came out, my dad rushed to a theater so we could see it. We missed that.
Oh, you mean the original? I love the original.
Yeah, I like the original.
The original Total Recall, I think, is one of the first R-rated movies I remember.
Yeah, which is weird because this movie's rated PG-13. So the violence is definitely toned down because all the human casualties in the movie are replaced with android casualties. They're called synthetics. But, I mean, there are some human casualties, but not a whole lot. And they're usually off-screen deaths. But the three-titted chick still flashes Quaid. So I don't know how they kept it PG-13, but they did.
Because those are fake.
But they're still a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can see like boobs in PG-13 movies usually. It's not a lot,
right? And that's another thing. Like, what determines how much nudity you can see?
I have no idea. I don't know
what. I don't think there even is a set of standards. I think it really comes down to a board of people and whether or not they feel queasy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God, that makes me sick. We got to take that out. That's an R rating. What?
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says he prefers Schwarzenegger's Total Recall. Yeah, I do too. I did not like this.
I love all those old Schwarzenegger movies, you know, before he went into politics. Yep, all those old cheesy popcorn. Those were like popcorn, fun, entertaining movies, True Lies. Like, that was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
There's still a resistance, and the resistance is still fighting against Cohagen. But Cohagen's now actually the chancellor of renamed, country and reconstructed country of Britain. It's called the United Federation of Britain, and like humanity's got involved in some incidents, and the Earth is basically fucked now, and it's like the only real country aside from the colony, which I'm guessing is supposed to be America. Like a small slice of America.
Yeah.
And the only method of transportation is through this thing called the Fall, where they basically go through the Earth in like a cartoon style type of thing. They basically just made this big hole that goes around the circumference of the Earth. And that's the only way to get to where they need to work.
Hmm. All right.
They did replace the original Total Recall just had a lot of cheesy one-liners and memorable lines. This movie's – there's nothing about it that's actually memorable at all. It's like if you were going to totally change up the movie, the least you could do is replace the memorable things with your own versions. But they didn't even do that much.
I said it in chat. Let me say this. So they haven't elevated the decor, but Mars is crazy?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. They don't pass through the core. They go around it, but they still go through the Earth.
Right. Like but Mars is like – that's crazy. Even though we're actually talking about that in scientific news right now as opposed to actually going to the core, which nobody's talking about because it's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah,
going to Mars is plausible.
Also, the movie completely throws out the guessing game of whether or not he's in a dream or still in recall or whatever by basically showing us a dream sequence, which is not a dream sequence. It's actually a memory. So, yeah, it's like sucks. In case you had problems with the first movie deciding what was real and what wasn't, we're just going to tell you, but we're going to at least pretend to see – sound ambiguous towards the very end of the movie, even though we're not trying very hard.
Mm. Yeah. That was part of the genius of the first one. You really couldn't – I mean, you could tell if you really thought about it, but it did lead to a bit of mystery, which was nice. Let's see. Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Commando.
Also, Jessica Biel's in this movie. She's from fucking Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale's in this movie too. Oh God, like,
she's so hot, Kate Beckinsale, man. Let off some steam, Bennett. Yeah, I love that line, man. All those, like you said, Breakman, all those old, what you call it?
I'm giving this movie a 3 out of 10. Ooh. Fuck this movie.
Dungeon Buster says, if we could build an Earth elevator like that, we must be gods of engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But we can't go to Mars. Like, right. No, NASA's talking about that right now.
Right. Elon Musk has a very solid plan how to get there.
I mean, and Elon Musk is talking about that, too. We have billionaires and science guys talking about that. And not one of them talking about traveling to the core of the Earth.
Right.
Because we can't go through lava, you jackasses.
Right. MXT says, I know that's so ridiculous. MXT says, I have good news. Jesus has promoted him to archangel. So MXT is an archangel now. Congratulations, MXT. All right. You have another review, Eric. Let's move along here.
I got two of them. But, hey, we've got time to kill him. Mug's not here yet. So I don't think he will show up, though. But
is he still trying to get in? Because I know it was technical difficulties that was preventing him. Not like he wasn't – he was actively trying to get in here and just wasn't.
I see him online, but I don't think it's going to happen today, man. It's just one of those days. All right. What else you got, Eric?
We've got The Gray starring Liam Neeson, also from 2012.
Hey, Eric, does anybody in that movie says, get your ass to Mars? Anybody at all?
No. Oh. No, not even something similar to that. Yeah, oh, there's also no alien guy who's actually a spy who's got 5 kids to feed. No guy like that.
Does he take off a mask that explodes?
Right. That's the most important
thing.
That was an amazing part in the movie.
Yeah,
it's,
I agree.
It's not a mask. It's like a hologram thing. And no, it does not explode.
Oh, God. Damn
I hate
it.
This movie. I've never seen
also,
it.
Also, although the fat lady that was – that disguise shows up, he's not that person.
Oh my God, that's fucking awful.
I've never seen this movie, but I hate it. Yeah. I'm never gonna see the Total Recall remake because I hate everything you've said about it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. All right, The Gray, Eric.
The Gray is about a dude whose name you don't fully learn until later. They just call him Ottaway for a while. But anyways, it's about this guy named John Ottaway who works with these oil riggers who go out in Alaska and they do a job for the company. They drill for oil there. And but he's a hunter that was hired by the company to protect them from wolves. So he goes out and snipes them so they can actually do their business without getting mauled. But apparently, one of the sites they're going to, they had to actually take a plane. But the plane goes through some mad turbulence, and it crashes. And there's only a handful of survivors, and they're slowly dying off. And now they have to deal with the wolves, but they have no means to really defend themselves against them.
All right.
So it's basically a survival horror movie, basically at this point.
I think I would tend to agree with that. Agree with that.
Gray.
Yeah, a gray. I was saying.
And yeah, not only is this not spelled like the normal gray, it's with an E. I've never seen gray spelled like that way.
I've seen it both ways. I've seen it both ways, but mostly with an A. But yeah. Mm. All right. So.
Anyway, so yeah, the alternate title to this movie could be "Fucking Wolves." And no, I'm not gonna make that meme joke. Actually, there's two meme jokes I'm gonna make. I could make, but I'm not going to. I'm sure you know what those are.
Yes,
I don't, but I thank you for not making them.
Yes, thank you.
But at the end of the movie, he squares off against the wolf, and he totally goes Wolverine on it, and then the movie ends. You don't know what happens.
Yeah, just kind of, but. All in all, I kind of like that movie. It's a different pacing than the normal kind of action-y wilderness movie like The Revenant comes to mind. I like the pacing in this movie quite a bit, Eric. So what do you give The Gray?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Yeah, I could see that, man. I'd give it about an 8. I saw The Gray. By the way, I'm in agreement on Total Recall, the remake, 3 out of 10 for me.
Wait, but I thought didn't you say you saw it already and kind of liked it?
Which one? The Total Recall?
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I'm loopy. Yeah. My bad. You're right.
He's fucking loopy.
I'm sorry. I'm drugged up and stuff.
No worries, Brickman.
I blame the medicine.
No, I like The Gray. That's the one I was talking about. The Gray I liked. Total Recall. I'm in agreement with
Total Recall's. I think we're going to ban that from watching.
Yeah, that might be the worst remake from
television.
It might be the worst.
Just call him Furf. He was a bad person for doing this.
Yeah, it might be the worst remake I've ever seen.
Not Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Firth's comedian.
Minority Report, Eric.
Minority Report starring Tom Cruise. And this movie is older than I thought it was because it was released way back in 2002. But this movie takes place in 2054. And apparently there's this company that's trying to launch an enterprise where they can preemptively curtail crime before it actually happens, because they have these three precognitives who can predict murders. And so the ethical dilemma in this movie is, can you really arrest someone based on crimes that they might commit? And the only reason they went through with that at all is because they're never wrong, usually.
Yeah.
But someone finds a way to fuck it up, and he gets blamed for a possible murder that he does, and he's on the run from them, so he basically becomes a fugitive. And the whole movie's about him trying to find out whether or not it's an actual prediction or not. And without spoiling anything, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But there is some, like, total gross parts in the movie. Like, him getting his eyes taken out to get new ones, the full scanners. And the guy who's doing this is really gross. And if you watch the movie, you'll understand what I mean by that, other than the fact that he's got a cold and is dripping snot everywhere. But it's a pretty decent movie. I'd say I'd give it a 7.
Yeah. I kind of like Minority Report as well. I think the tech in that movie was kind of ahead of its time. Even to this day, I look at that movie and kind of marvel at it. You know, the concepts and ideas in that movie. Dungeon Buster says it was a neat movie. He liked it. It also has Max von Sydow. You can't go wrong with Max von Sydow. That's completely true. Yep. What else?
Oh, yeah. I also saw Oblivion like a couple months ago that I don't think he even mentioned on this show.
I think you mentioned it, but yeah, that's a good movie too. I kind of liked it. There was, you know, decent parts in it for sure. So what are you giving Minority Report? 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fair. I probably would give Minority Report like an 8 out of 10. I liked it quite a bit. Anything else on that, Eric? Any more reviews?
One thing I'll say about the movie that I thought was kind of funny, but it's still amusing, is the fact that the cops had jetpacks, basically. It's like, what is this, a video game?
Yeah.
And the fact is, the jetpacks becoming popular in video games came, like, at least 7 years later.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says he does a lot of running in his movies. You know what? It's funny that you mentioned Minority Report as a video game, because I kind of can see that in that movie for sure. Another one like that is Live, Die, Repeat. Kind of like that, which I kind of enjoyed that movie as well. Say what you will about Tom Cruise, he's a pretty decent actor.
And this yesterday or today is like the 15th, 20th, 30th anniversary of Jerry Maguire. What is it, 20th, I think?
Yeah, I know. Saw that. Crazy. I like Jerry Maguire.
I like Jerry Maguire quite
a
bit.
I'm not really a big fan of football movies, but I might see that and Concussion at some point.
I don't know how well it would hold up now, because that was a really 90s movie, and there were a lot of catchphrases to cop back on, like, show me the money.
I think it would stay relevant today.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I really liked it.
Did you see Concussion, Frank? And did you not like it or something?
What's that?
Do you see Concussion?
I did see most of that movie. I liked what I saw. I didn't think it was as good as what everybody said it was, but it's worth
it. I don't know too many people that are actually seeing its praises, though. So.
Yeah, it's MXT in chat says, I taught Tom Cruise everything he knows. So you're the problem, MXT.
that. Wait, so you gave him Anal Ghost all those years ago.
Yep, Anal Ghost and...
So Scientology is your fault, basically.
Yep. Blame MXT. I think we should start a new hashtag. Everybody in chat, start a new hashtag with Blame
MXT. It's not new, MXT. But and it's we're finally getting made it make it happen.
Yep, so...
Blame MXT, hashtag blame MXT.
Yeah, just do that. And don't tell people why you're doing that, too. Just when they say something stupid or show you something stupid, just say blame MXT, hashtag blame MXT. We'll get that going. That'll be a worldwide
trend. I'll probably wear it as a badge of honor, though, so maybe it won't work.
We'll have to see on that. All right, so what do we got?
No, I don't blame MXT. He'll be envious.
Don't blame MXT. Oh, my goodness. We'll start both of them. All right, for free for all.
What all right, I tweeted out. It's good.
Let's okay, go. Good. What do we want to do for free for all, Eric? Do we want to do the Satanic Temple Seven Tenets? Because I think didn't we already do that? I thought we already
did. No, we actually have not.
All right, let's do that because it's kind of interesting. It's making an argument against the Ten Commandments, basically. How the Satanic Temple Seven Tenets are morally superior. I'm always wary when somebody says something like that. So let's take a look at these and see if we agree or disagree with these tenets, and if we agree or disagree that they are morally superior to the Ten Commandments. The first one is strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. Second one is the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. Third one is, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. The fourth one, freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forgo your own. That's an interesting one that we need to get back to. Beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. Next one, people are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. And the last one, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. So this is interesting in a lot of ways because if I didn't tell you it was a bunch of satanic tenets, you would have thought that this would have come from some sort of religious sect. Am I right?
Well, to be fair, most Satanism is basically just a parody of Christianity anyway.
No, I understand that, but I'm just trying to say, like if I didn't tell you that this was a satanic thing, which I don't claim to be a Satanist, by the way. I don't want anybody getting the impression that either I or Brake or Eric or Mug or anybody associated with the show is a Satanist. But if I didn't tell you these things, you would have thought that this would have come from, I don't know, maybe Jehovah's Witness, maybe a Mormon, you know, maybe even a Muslim. But no, this is in fact, and I've seen these before. These are tenets from the Satanic Temple. So I find a lot of these interesting. The one that really means something to me and kind of speaks to me is the understanding of science. You know, that's – we shouldn't – conform our beliefs, into science. We should conform them around science, like what we know for sure or what we know close to being sure. So that's interesting to me.
The thing with science is like as sure as we always are, we have to remain a bit skeptical because science has been proven wrong so many times.
Right. That's exactly right. But see, that's the difference.
Well, the idea behind science is you get a working picture of how the world and universe works until you've got something better.
Right. Right. I'm just saying never stop questioning. But don't.
That's the problem with religion. Religion provides the answer and expects everybody to comply with it.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, that's what religion stands by. And it never changes. That's the other thing, too. And that's why I think science always kind of, you know, goes to the forefront and seems like it makes a lot of sense, is because it's willing to adapt. Religion never adapts. And if they try, they fail miserably because they never have facts on their side. So I'm not saying...
Or they... So because they're drawn, kicking, screaming into whatever century.
Right. MXT says Frank joined Scientology. No, that
before that he said you will conform or be destroyed.
Right,
you'll be assimilated. There's no negotiation.
Right, assimilate like the Borg in Star Trek. I think the Borg in Star Trek is the most one of. The
I didn't even know there's going to be a new Star Trek movie.
Oh yeah,
now there is.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not a matter of converting people. Is another good way of putting it. They're not trying to say that, you know, this article is saying that they're morally superior, but if you really look at it, I mean, take one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. To me, that is probably one of the most common sense thing you could ever tell somebody. You know, you don't kill people. I mean, don't you just know that? You don't need, you know, somebody like, you know, beating it in your head that this is what a religion says. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Honor thy father and mother. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy, which who cares? Taking the Lord's name in vain, whatever.
Well, about those, last time I checked, they're not in order, right? They're all the same value, basically.
They are.
Then why do so many religions treat them all like they're separate?
Yeah, you know, like the third commandment's actually misunderstood. Taking the Lord's name in vain doesn't mean saying, oh my God, or even saying his actual name, Jehovah. It actually means using God's name in order to fulfill personal desires.
For personal desire and gain.
Yeah. In vain. Yeah. That's what in vain means.
Yeah. Right.
For vanity.
Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And then this is the one that kills me. And this is what you're referring to, Breakman. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. So
Islam does this with their prophet, who's not even a god, by the way.
Here's the thing. Here's what kills me about this. You are not supposed to draw a picture or sculpt a sculpture or anything of anything living on earth. Anything on earth. So that picture that you have of a bird, if you live in Portland.
That means the only way to solve this problem is to cut your eyes out.
Yeah, cut your eyes out, like in Minority Report, man. If it had doves, yes. Let's see. They're still talking Tom Cruise movies. Thou shalt give MXT $20 via PayPal, friends and family. Yeah, check's on its way, MXT. I had a problem with PayPal, but it's in the mail. It's coming your way. So there you go. But I don't know. I kind of see where this is going. It is morally superior any which way you look at it.
But like I was saying, like there's 10 rules, but They judge them like on a scale, it seems, instead of it, the way the rules were designed. They're supposed to be all like these are the 10 things that are horrible, right?
Right.
But
right.
Look at how many times adultery is committed within the church and such like that. Like even Martin Luther King cheated on his wife.
Right. Here's the thing.
They don't judge that the same.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Breakman. This is what I think about all the time. These are the only words given directly from God to a human, right? Moses got these 10 commandments. It's the only thing directly.
Oh, there were 15 and then he dropped 5, remember?
Right. Okay.
In anger
right.
At the roof.
Right. Let's just say it's just these 10, right? Of right. All the things that God could have put on these 10 commandments, he puts these mundane fucking super sensical things. You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt not kill. This is the infinite wisdom of your God. Thou shalt not kill. Honor thy mother and thy father. Really? Really, God?
This is. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house or wife or right. manservant or right. maidservant or right. ox or ass yeah. or anything that is thy neighbor's.
Right. Thou shalt not commit. These, of all the things God could have done or said, these are the things that we get. You've got to be fucking kidding me. This is what people.
Go watch George Carlin's revised Ten Commandments, where he yeah. just makes it like two commandments.
Yeah. It cracks me up every time I look at Republicans wanting to put up the Ten Commandments in you know, like city halls and like government buildings. I'm yeah. like, really? Well,
before when I was saying like that doesn't bother me. I mean, as long as there are other – as long as all religions are – and, you know, I like it. Stuff like that doesn't bother me when I see it is what I mean.
Yeah. No, I agree like, with you, Breakman. And by the – dude, Wyland in chat just put in that picture of that hell priestess from Hellraiser, and that thing is smoking awesome, man. That
yeah.
That thing right there would be – man, I wish I could have that statue. Of all the statues yeah. that Wyland has or is getting, that one right there kicks a lot of ass.
It's not a statue. It's a print-up. Poster.
Yeah, it's a print.
Well, he showed us the statue, I think, yeah. last week or yeah. a couple weeks ago or something. Yeah, like that's the print-up of what the statue is. But that statue looks amazing.
It does. And why do they not go full nude with it? I'm wondering. Not because I'm a perv, but mm-hmm. I'm just wondering why that is. Because mm-hmm. you spend a lot of money for that thing. But
at least I can admit I'm a perv.
Yeah. Well, I can admit I'm a perv too. But no, seriously, like why is that? Why don't they go full on? I guess I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting article, guys. You know, it's just something to think about, and is super interesting to me. But Breakman, I know you're pretty sick, man. I'm a little bit under the weather, and I know Eric is getting under the weather. Why don't we make this a short show?
I'm not really under the weather. It's just I'm still dealing with shit.
Yeah, no, yeah. I understand that.
Man. No, he's saying that for his sake and my sake, we need to pray yeah. on this show. Because yeah. like I was saying in chat, I think this is the most I've sat upright all day, and I'm about to – I think I need to fall over.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and do our plugs. Eric, let's start with Breakman. Breakman, let's start with yours.
At break _ man and at RP Grinders on all Twitter. Right.
Awesome. Make sure you send us comments. Tell your friends about RP Grinders. Let's try to grow this audience a little bit. Let's get some more people in chat. I'm going to make more of an emphasis on that this year. I'm going to try to get more people into the chat any which way I can. I need your help to do so. I'll try to do more contests with more things, interesting things, maybe a game here and there, stuff like that. Try to get interest in people getting on into chat. If you guys have any ideas, more than open to ideas from my audience. So, thank you guys in advance. Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug my Twitter account at EricRPG on Twitter. That's all there is. Capitalization is not important on Twitter, so don't worry about that. But other than that, I got a YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. I haven't done anything lately, but hopefully once I get over this cold, I'll be confident in my voice enough to do a Patreon promotion video. But until then, you can go to my Patreon page, which I'm going to post a link in chat. But I'll always keep it in the show notes.
Yeah. That
I think there's a Joss USA – I should have included this in Homie Discount, but I figure by the time people listen to this, it'll be over. But for those live listeners who are interested in more porn games, you can go to the groupies.com and get a Joss – USA bundle, which includes a couple games. I'm going to look it up real quick and tell you what's in it, but hold on, let it load. Okay. View bundle says you can pick and choose what you want, but if you pay a minimum of $10, you'll get the first five games, which are Snowdrop, Cat Girl Alliance, Figures of Happiness, Kind of Little Sister, the original, and Hard Day Roommate. But if you pay $20, you can get Yumini of the Ethereal and Yukiri Panic Escalation. But if you pay $30, you get two more. You get Starless Nymphomaniacs Paradise, which is awful, and Kana Okairi, which is the remake of Kana Little Sister.
Hmm. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Let's see. I had one more thing I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah. PSAs for games that are upcoming this month. Tales of Berseria, Yasuka Zero, and the demo of Nier Automata is out on PSN right now, so you can check that out. And if you like it, you can buy it in March. I think there's a couple other games coming out this month, but I can't remember them all. Mm. Hatsune Miku comes out next Tuesday.
There you go. Bunch of new stuff coming out this year, man. This is going to be an exciting year for games. That's one thing for sure. My plugs, at Frank Branches on the old Twitter, as Breakman said, at RP Grinders for the show. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can send them there. We will read every comment on the air. We're live every Friday at 7 Eastern on wickedradionetwork.com. So make sure you join in the chat. Have tons of fun with the host of regulars, including, but not limited to, of course, all of us, Dungeon Buster. Kazan was in there. I didn't hear from Kazan today, but he's been in there a few times. MXT's a regular, Wyland, Freak 5 Chaos, and Gripper's usually in there, although he was not in there today, but cast of characters. Thank you guys for joining chat. It was a fun show, guys. Just want to wish everybody...
Also, tune in next week when we'll probably be talking about the Switch reveals.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting.
Pricing, too. Games, and whatever demos we saw that the Nintendo will be doing during its Direct, I guess. It's what it is. And it'll be interesting to see Kinoshima... address the audience, because him taking a public appearance is just odd because he's a businessman.
Yeah. Gundam Buster says Nier Automata demo was really fun, really encouraged by it, so that's good news. It's high praise coming from Dungeon Buster. All right, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to make sure you guys are all here back next weekend. Hopefully Mugs issues will be resolved by then, and we'll get an appearance by Mugs. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.